Good morning. Yes, good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody coming your way. Recently, I saw this little article in the paper and thought you'd enjoy it. It's titled, A Hog and a Husband. A farmer insured the life of his hog for $10,000. It was a valuable hog, a blue ribbon winner. When crossing a railroad track, the hog stopped to eat a potato that had fallen between the tracks. A train was approaching. The farmer tried to push the hog off the track. It was a large, stubborn hog and didn't push easily. And both the farmer and the hog were killed. The farmer's wife received $10,000 from the insurance on the hog, but nothing for the loss of her husband. A striking contrast in values. The dead hog was an asset, the husband a liability. The widow paid the farmer's debts, taxes, and burial expenses out of the insurance on the hog. The hog was buried in a ditch, the farmer in a nice cemetery. Notwithstanding the fact that the farmer had no pedigree, no blue ribbons, and no insurance. Values. Well, what really is valuable? Sometimes we do place the wrong value on things. In our scripture today, the Lord Jesus helps to answer this question. According to Dr. Luke. At this, the chief priests and scribes would gladly have laid hands on Jesus there and then, but they were afraid of the people. They saw clearly that the parable was aimed at them. And so, watching for their opportunity, they sent agents of their own, who pretended to be men of honest purpose, to fasten on his words. And then they would hand him over to the supreme authority of the governor. These put a question to him. Master, they said, we know that thou art direct in thy talk and thy teaching. Thou makest no distinction between man and man, but teachest the ways of God in all sincerity. Is it right that we should pay tribute to Caesar or not? And he, aware of their malice, said to them, why do you thus put me to the test? Show me a piece of silver. Whose likeness? Whose name does it bear inscribed on it? When they answered, Caesar's, he told them, why then give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And they said no more. They were full of admiration at his answer, finding no means of discrediting his words in the eyes of the people. Paying to the government the proper amount of income tax? Are you giving to the Lord his share? First, he wants your heart and life.